Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The new receiver of the financially and educationally distressed Lawrence Public Schools laid out his turnaround plan today. Jeff Riley, a former administrator for the Boston Public Schools, says he wants reform in Lawrence to be bottom-up, not top-down. When we spoke with Riley this afternoon, we asked him to describe what an ideal Lawrence Public School would look like if his overhaul goes according to plan.
You know, a school might get together with its community and decide to increase the length of the school day or the school year. They might adopt hybrid learning over the summer, which incorporates high-quality enrichment with intensive academics. Parents will be more involved and engaged in the process with homework and everything else. Test scores will rise. When the improvement is shown, you know, as a district, we want to acknowledge that improvement and then recognize them as an earned autonomy school. Now we're going to give them more discretion over what curriculum they use, how their staffing patterns are, how they use their budget, et cetera.
Are you confident that with the teachers, the principals, the administrators you have right now, that you can do what you want to do? Do you have the right talent, the right staff?
You know, I think we have some great people in Lawrence. Clearly, we have been making changes. We know that we need to improve the quality of the teaching force. We're going through a similar process with principals. We don't anticipate that everyone will be back. The receiver's review process finishes up in the next 2 weeks, and, you know, we do anticipate folks will be terminated. We have seen already, I think, almost 20 retirements and resignations from people who decided that the process was not working for them and or they weren't confident going forward.
Jeff, you mentioned creating more instructional time, possibly in the form of a lengthened school day, just as you did at a middle school in Charlestown where you were principal. But as you know, Boston's superintendent wants to do this and is getting huge pushback from Boston teachers over how much they should be compensated for that extra time. How do you think you can make that work in Lawrence?
You know, we've had some pretty productive conversations with the teachers union up here. I believe deeply in increasing time for kids, but I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all model. So we're going to let schools, really working with parents and teachers, figure out what they think are the right amount of time necessary to get improvements with kids.
Do you see any way around paying teachers more for that extra time they put in?
I don't. You know, I think when I was a principal at a school where people were paid at the hourly rate. I'm not sure that's sustainable or realistic, but I do believe that people should be compensated for extra time. That may be in the form of a stipend. Something needs to be done if we're going to ask people to work more hours.
Realistically, how long do you think it will take before you can tell whether or not you're making positive change?
You know, I think really after year one, we should have a pretty good idea of where we're going. One of our goals in the first year is to double the amount of schools that are closing the achievement gap. Within 3 years, we're looking to jump from a low ranking of all gateway cities. Currently, we're 22 out of 24, and we want to be within the top five.
Given what the demographics are in Lawrence, I mean, you have incredible poverty. You have a high school dropout rate of more than half. A huge percentage of the city, these kids don't come from native English-speaking homes. Are your goals unrealistic, given all that?
I don't think so. You know, I happen to be principal of a school that was slated for shutdown, where we had huge levels of poverty, high levels of second language learning, special education, and within 2 years, those students were performing on par with your average suburban kid.
Jeff, even if you were successful turning around one school, turning around an entire district is a much different challenge. Do you think that those two things are equal?
Well, as you know, I was an academic superintendent in Boston in charge of all the middle schools and K-8s, which is actually more children and more students than we have here in Lawrence. And during my tenure there, we actually met some pretty ambitious goals. So, you know, we believe we can get things done for kids.
Jeff, your plan also taps the resources of some charter schools. How would those partnerships work?
These schools have agreed to take the neighborhood kids. There will be no lottery. And they've also agreed to have the teachers be Lawrence Teachers Union employees, which is a major concession. So in exchange, they're going to take over the operation and functioning of the school to phase in their model initially in one or two grades and look at things like more time, data, curriculum. By phasing in, they're allowed to hire whoever they want. It could be people that they bring in from the outside, or it could be current staff members that are already on site.
Jeff, 4 months into this job, 5 months into this job, how daunted do you feel?
I don't feel daunted at all. I feel hopeful.
Jeff Riley is the receiver of the Lawrence Public Schools. Jeff, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.